Colombian police have learned four companies were involved in recruiting people to carry out the assassination of Haiti's president. So far, 17 suspects have been detained, two of them Haitian Americans. Police say the suspects traveled through the Dominican Republic in two groups before crossing into Haiti. News Nation correspondent Brian Enten joining us live from Miami. So, Brian, we're learning the U.S. is now sending help for this investigation.
Yeah, Nicole, the White House says they are sending FBI teams to Haiti. The New York Times today also reporting that Haitian officials are requesting U.S. troops be sent to help protect the airport and also gas reserves. Take a look here. We're outside the Haitian consulate in Miami. You can see the flags are at half staff as the manhunt continues. New video released by Haitian police shows the suspects accused of killing Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse. The suspects are handcuffed and lined up on the floor. You see high-powered rifles and other weapons, plus phones and passports. Police say they killed four other suspects in a firefight and are still on the hunt for more. Today, the White House announced they're sending a team to help investigate.
We will be sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince as soon as possible.
Two of the suspects are U.S. citizens, Haitian Americans who lived in South Florida. More than a dozen others are Colombian.
How brutal was the killing?
Oh, it's tough to watch. I saw the picture and was really tough. You know, 12 shots. They took off the eyes of the president. They shot him in the ear. They broke his neck. They broke his legs.
James Pierre, a Haitian radio and TV journalist in Miami, says there is new information that police officers responsible for securing the president's residence could be involved.
Why the president didn't receive help for 2 hours from other units of the national police. It's very disturbing.
The assassination has unleashed a spasm of violence in Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Multiple cars set on fire. Are you worried about Haiti right now?
Very much so worried.
Sharika Othello is Haitian American and coaches a Haitian girls soccer team near Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood. She says there's so much corruption on all sides, she doesn't know who to trust.
They're asking me, Coach, what do we believe? Where do we start? What does this mean for the Haitian community and our people? And it's kind of hard to even give them answers.
Certainly a volatile situation. There is also a power struggle happening right now. Both the appointed prime minister and the acting prime minister both say that they are in control of the country.